Six Nations Elected Council's finance department says the organization is on track and well within its financial budget that was approved last March by the previous elected council. Six Nations Elected Council heard a presentation from its finance department during the December 4th General Finance Meeting, where the organization's financial statements for the second quarter of its 2023 budget was broken down for both the new council members and the community as a whole. In the statements, it showed that some of council's departments are operating under a deficit, and Councillor Cynthia Jameson questioned why a budget with those deficits would be approved.
It's just, I've never in my experience had a governing body approve going into the year in the red, like simply not done.
Jennifer Court, Six Nations Elected Council Director of Accounting and Financial Analysis, explained that because these statements only document the current year's financial numbers, some of the departments may show a deficit on paper, but she says previous year's surplus of funds are carried over to counter those deficits.
From an accounting perspective, if it's recognized in the year prior, because all of the criteria that was met, such as our own source revenue, that's a good example. We earn it in the year that it happens. If we don't utilize it in that year, it carries over as a surplus. Because the revenue was earned a year prior and not earned in the current year shows a deficit. But if you were to look at, say, a 3 or 5 year view, then it would wash out. So you're correct in that over a period of time, there could not be a surplus or a deficit in a government type of, or something, somebody that holds public sector accounting standards like we do. But because we're looking at a sliver of time, it artificially shows a deficit, but really what it is a surplus that was carried over from the previous year.
Court then explained that council's current deficit shown in the financial statements is sitting well below the budgeted deficit that was approved by the previous council.
You can see where we are carrying some deficits in this fiscal year, but comparative to the budget, for the most part, most things are in line with what we would expect to see at the half year. So it's not a perfect science because we don't have a perfect year in that everything that happens in the first half happens exactly the same as the second half. But there are a number of things such as, say, rent that would happen in a linear fashion throughout the year. So when I take the look here and I see that right now we're operating at the bottom line total before OF&LP and Brent for casino, about three quarters down the page, we're sitting at a $2 million deficit so far in September with an approved deficit of $11 million. And again, the $11 million deficit was a projection at the time. We didn't anticipate that it would fully end up being to that $11 million, but it was the best information we had at the time creating the budget, and we were intending on monitoring it. So now that we're sitting at the $2 million, and if we were to extrapolate that and multiply it by two, we look like we'd be sitting at about a $4 million.
She then detailed a decrease in cash when comparing the current statements to last year's financial statements from the same period, and says that can be explained as an increase in both assets and investments was shown.
So you can see that at September 30th, we held cash of $76 million, which was down from the $98 million from the year prior. And then in the variance analysis, there is some explanation as to why, but just as a refresher. So it's down in cash specifically. However, if you were to look at total current assets, you would see that overall they have increased from $202 million to $241. So the difference in cash is a combination of a couple of things, but also you'll see that there's a growth in investment from $60 million to $129.
Court says Six Nations Elected Council and its finance department have been investing in short-term guaranteed investment certificates that will allow council to make a profit at a higher rate rather than investing with banks.
So as we hold cash from some of the funding agreements that we get before we have utilized them out, what we have been doing is investing into short-term GICs, very short-term, I think they're 6 months. Up 6 months up to a year. And we monitor the cash that we are going to require over the next 6 months to a year and bring those in and out of investments because those investments do yield a higher rate than our bank interest does. So that is one aspect where we are proactively trying to utilize the assets that we have to generate more assets, which again, bleeds into some of this funds that we would have available that can be used at our discretion, as opposed to being restricted by what our funders allow us to do.
Jennifer Court then gave her opinion on the financial statements presented and also referenced the 2023 Six Nations Elected Council's financial audit and says the organization is currently sitting at a $3.7 million surplus halfway through the year.
Now, if you've had the opportunity to review our audited financial statements from last year, you'll see that we were in a $14 million surplus. So from a financial professional judgment, I don't see any cause for concern at the current level of where things are sitting. And then, of course, below that, because we like to separate out the casino funds from our operations, the casino funds are sitting at a $5.9 million surplus, which is bringing us to a net surplus of $3.7 million that half year.
Six Nations Elected Council moved and accepted the presentation from its finance department as information during the December 4th General Finance meeting.